Michelle Singletary is back with us. She writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she is personal finance contributor for Day to Day. Michelle, hi.
Hi.
Hello again, and we're back with letters from listeners. People write in wanting to know what you think about various things. Here's one, a listener in Madbury, New Hampshire. I'm young with a steady job and money in the bank, but I can't seem to get a credit card. With no credit history, they won't let me build any credit history. I did receive an offer of a guaranteed credit card in the mail, but when I read the fine print, I would have to pay several hundred dollars to get a card, which I could only use to buy junk from their catalog. What does this listener do, Michelle?
What he can get is called a secured credit card. And if he goes to the website bankrate.com and type in secured credit card, it'll be a whole list of companies that supply them. All he would have to do is deposit, say, $500 in a savings account that would be secured so that he can charge up to that amount. It takes about 3 to 6 months to build up a history with that card, and soon he will be getting the regular credit cards where he doesn't have to put money in a bank account. And certainly do not accept any offers where they say, pay us some money to give you a credit card. You do not need to do that.
Okay, letter number two. This listener writes, in spite of asking many people for advice, I'm not getting a definitive answer. I'm inheriting about $20,000 soon. I want to know how best to invest it. I'm 55, single, with less than $2,000 in savings. I also have about $6,000 in mutual funds. I have no credit card debt and a mortgage that will be paid off by age 68. My gut feeling is to invest in some real estate that I can improve and turn over. Michelle, what do you think?
$20,000 sounds like a lot of money, but she doesn't have a lot in her savings account. She needs to build up that emergency fund. $2,000 is a really good start, but she probably needs more. So once she takes some of the money and puts it in that, and I would say take the rest and build up that mutual fund. She's 55. She may be deciding to retire, say, in 10 or 11 years, it sounds like, when she said she'd pay off her mortgage. So that's not a lot of time, and $6,000 is not a lot of money. So I wouldn't advise to play in the real estate market. It's very risky. She doesn't have a lot of money. So I would just say build up the savings and put some more money in her mutual fund.
Michelle, here's another credit card inquiry. This one from a listener in Marina Del Rey, California, a neighbor. Quote, I was recently granted a discharge from my credit card debt in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Two credit cards with zero balances at the time were not included. Those cards have not been canceled. Should I use these credit cards to start reestablishing good credit? Should I always pay off the total balance every month or leave a small amount on the balance and pay some interest to the credit card company every month? I'm receiving solicitations offering new credit cards. Should I opt for a couple more? This listener goes on to say, believe me, I'm not going to accumulate credit card debt. I learned my lesson. Michelle, what do you think?
Well, I certainly hope they've learned their lesson. This person does not need to get any more credit cards. If they've got two that are still that they can use, just use one of them, charge little bitty items, pay them off every month. Don't let it roll over to the next month. They'll begin to build credit. Ignore all those other offers.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post. She's Day to Day's personal finance contributor, and you can write her here with questions. Just drop us an email, daytoday@npr.org. Put Michelle in the subject line, please. Always good advice here. Thank you, Michelle.
You're so welcome.